That's why I have deep feelings about this. Now, real estate is the only aspect of the modern economy, really, where the average person still has to bargain over prices. I have had a lot of friends who were real estate agents, and I really see the strong emotion involved in it. And of course, real estate agents are paid by performance, which again, most of the economy, it doesn't work that way anymore. A person has a fixed salary. So I really relate to the strong emotions that are evoked in this whole business. And I really see what a challenge it is. I worked for a bank at the beginning of my career, so I also sympathize with the bank's
With
perspective.
the financing. So, what do you see as the future of real estate? Welcome to Concrete Build Crypto Financing, where we explore the intersection of real estate and crypto financing. We invite leaders, experts, and both real estate and crypto investors on our show to gain knowledge into the revolutionary new field of tokenized real estate. First, here's a word from our sponsor. What if you could invest in real estate with just a few clicks? Introducing Concrete Build, CBLD, where real estate meets blockchain. With CBLD, you can fund and own a stake in tokenized real estate, backed by cutting-edge 3D printing and commercial properties. Earn passive income, invest securely, and help solve the housing crisis. The future of real estate is invest today at concretebuild.org. Concrete Build, tokenizing properties, tokenizing wealth. And now to introduce our guest tonight. My guest tonight is Loretta Bruning. She's an expert voice in the field of happy brain chemicals. Loretta has an Inner Mammal Institute, and she specializes in teaching people how to manage their brain chemicals. We're delighted to have Loretta here tonight. Join me in welcoming Dr. Loretta Bruning. So tell, how are you doing today, Dr. Bruning?
Hi, thanks for having me.
And am I saying your name correctly, Bruning?
Bruning, yes.
Okay, great, wonderful. So I always like to ask my guests before we get started, how do you envision the future of real estate? What do you see as the future of real estate, and how does crypto financing play a part in that future?
Sure. Well, what interests me is in For most of human history, things did not have fixed prices where the price tag was written on it, but people had to bargain. And a lot of us know that if we travel around the world and we have to bargain for something. And some people love to bargain, but I hate to, frankly, and I don't think I'm especially good at it. And we all form these opinions with our early experience. So when I was young, my father had a shop. And he was American and he put price tag on things, but his father was Italian. Italians would come to his shop and bargain with him and try to cut down the prices. And my father was not good at this game and he would lose money. That's why I have deep feelings about this. Now, real estate is the only aspect of the modern economy, really, where the average person still has to bargain over prices. I have had a lot of friends who were real estate agents, and I really see the strong emotion involved in it. And of course, real estate agents are paid by performance, which again, most of the economy, it doesn't work that way anymore. A person has a fixed salary. So I really relate to the strong emotions that are evoked in this whole business. And I really see what a challenge it is. I worked for a bank at the beginning of my career, so I also sympathize with the bank's
With
perspective.
the financing. So, what do you see as the future of real estate?
Frankly, it's hard for me to see a positive future. So that's why I so appreciate anyone like you who is proposing new alternatives. So, where I live, the downtowns are so empty. And, people blame COVID, but before COVID, there was already this tendency to shop at home. A lot of people exercise at home, and a lot of people work at home. So nobody's going anywhere, and the streets are like bizarrely empty. And I think a lot of the downtown buildings are bizarrely empty. And so, any way of converting these buildings and these neighborhoods for active uses is really an urgent need.
I love that. Well, you actually, it's a great segue into a little bit about what we do. Our vision, really, with CBLD is not just to purchase and tokenize commercial properties or help syndications do that, tokenize your properties, but we also envision a future in which the tenants are able to rent to own, allowing them the flexibility. Because right now, rent to own is really just kind of like a single family residential game. If you are familiar with the rent-to-own model, but we would like to bring that model to apartments and condos. And because the mortgage price is a lot lower, it actually opens ownership up to a lot more people. So not only can investors get into the commercial property game with very little, skin in the game, if you will, because it's tokenized, right? Organizations just like shares, stock shares. But then the owners can also get into the ownership game and have that sense of dignity that comes with it. So that's definitely the future that we see in real estate and really helping anyone that wants to have a piece of the American dream of ownership be able to get into it.
Wow, that sounds great.
Yes.
So, alternative kind of financing plans have a long history. So,
Yes,
it's
yes.
interesting to find out about them. In a lot of South America, they have a history of inflation rates that are like 50%, 100%, and the average person can't even afford to buy a car. So, they would create these syndicates, they were called. And every month you would pay into this syndicate, and it would be designed so that it was enough money to buy one car every month. And then you didn't know which month you were going to get the car,
I
but
love it.
the out-of-pocket amount that you actually spent would be just the cost of the car rather than with the interest rates, which, with 100% inflation would be like 100% interest rates. You know what I'm saying?
I love that concept. I was not aware of that. So
Yeah.
yes, real estate is an alternative investment asset as well as crypto. And so that's really the intersection of the two that we celebrate on this show. So Dr. Bruni, tell me a little bit about what you do specifically. Obviously, it's not real estate. So tell our viewers a little bit about what you do specifically. And I'm really interested in this whole happy chemicals, happy brain chemicals idea.
Great. So this is a second career for me, or maybe a fourth or fifth career, depending
Okay.
on how you count. So I was a college professor for 20 years teaching international management. And I had an opportunity to travel and study a lot of cultures a lot. And I had been sort of indoctrinated by social science to believe that unhappiness is caused by our society, and that if you could go somewhere else, then you would just be happy all the time. And if you follow their psychological studies, your kids would always be happy.
Okay.
And yeah, I really absorbed this because I grew up in an unhappy home, as many people did, and I was looking for like a simple answer, as many people did. And yet I discovered that in other cultures and other countries, they have the same shit going on, often worse. And
Worse, yeah.
so that motivated me to look for the common origins of the human brain and how it produces this kind of drama, let's say. And I was amazed to discover that animals have incredible conflicts in their groups. They are really at each other's throat a lot. And this was based on like a whole century of research that just quickly disappeared. It was not politically correct. And the academic view is that animals are always happy and they have peace and love and cooperation, and everything should be blamed on our society. But when I went back into the old books on animals, I learned about how the animal brain creates this conflict. And people may know this if they've ever watched nature videos. Again, there's a lot of peace and love nature videos today, but in the 20th century, They really explained that animals were very competitive. Our brain that we've inherited rewards you with a good feeling when you compete and win. And this is sort of obvious. And yet, you know, it's not polite in today's world. And so that's why many people don't understand why they have such strong feelings about little minutiae. For example, if you try to get a promotion and you don't get it, but somebody else gets it, and then you have strong feelings about it.
Makes you
So,
unhappy.
despite the fact that you have a relatively good life compared to all of your ancestors, and how can we drive ourselves crazy over this minutia, or how can we stop driving ourselves crazy over it? That's why I studied the brain chemicals that make us happy and how they work in animals and how we can rewire them.
How do you rewire them? That's a
good question. So I started by learning from animal trainers. So maybe you've seen some videos about a dog with a bad behavior, and then they retrain the dog. And the simple answer is animal training works on giving a small reward for a small step. So everyone can retrain themselves by designing, what is the positive behavior that I'd like to have? How can I break it into small steps so that I can succeed? And then how can I reward myself for that small step over and over until a new neural pathway builds?
Give me an example. What's the behavior that I would like to have?
Sure. Well, a simple example is if a person is a smoker and they want to stop smoking. So the currently popular view would be, oh, you should stop smoking and get healthy and do sit-ups.
Okay.
So your brain is looking for a reward. So in a bad moment when you feel like having a cigarette, instead, what other reward can you give yourself? And repeat that. Chocolate cake. Okay. So the bottom line is that chocolate cake is better than cigarettes. So that's a good way to start. So the next step is that you could give yourself a very small piece of chocolate cake and do this at the end of the day if you have not had a cigarette all day. And if that's too big of a step to start with, then you could say, okay, I'm going to give myself, pick a number, whatever is works for you, 10 cigarettes a day. And if I only have 10 cigarettes a day, then I'm going to have this small piece of chocolate cake. And then after 6 weeks, when it gets easier, then instead of chocolate cake, you could give yourself some other reward, like listening to comedy for 10 minutes.
I love it.
Or you could say, you know, I'm going to cut back to 10 cigarettes and have a comedy and a chocolate cake. And, you know, like for one person, it's harder. For one person, it's easier. And you design the incentive structure in a way that you can succeed at. And then you repeat that for about 6 weeks. And that builds a neural pathway that makes it easier. And then you take on the next challenge.
So really being gracious to ourselves.
Yes, gracious, but still accountable.
Accountable. How do you think that ties in to home ownership, the happy brain? Because I love the fact, maybe love is a strong word. I think it's interesting that we put it in our constitution, in the fabric of our foundation of pursuit of happiness. But that was really a change because initially it was pursuit of property. I think that would have made people happier if they had pursued property rather than pursued happiness. Because the pursuit of something means that you're never going to attain it, which makes us really unhappy compared to other places.
But you're assuming that in other places, more people own property, and that's not true. It's actually fewer.
Well, no, I'm assuming that in other places, they're not pursuing happiness.
That's what I'm assuming. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Very good. Okay. Yes. You have raised so many subjects, but the bottom line is a chemical called dopamine. Mm-hmm. So everyone's heard of it because it's been in the news a lot lately, but I always explain it from an animal perspective, which is much more useful than what you hear in the news, which is all negative. Mm-hmm. So Dopamine rewards you with a good feeling when you expect to meet a need. And in the modern world where our physical needs are mostly met, so we're more focused on social needs. So you mentioned like the dignity, the good feeling of owning property. So you still have a roof over your head, but then you want to feel better about what you own. Now, if we understand it from a monkey perspective or our Stone Age ancestors, they had to look for food all the time to avoid starving to death. Dopamine makes you feel good when you see food in the distance and you think you can get it and it's going to relieve your hunger and you say, I'm going to go for it. So today, anytime you see a goal in the distance and you think, I'm going to go for it, you release dopamine, but only if you actually believe that you can get it and you see yourself getting closer. So if you don't believe you can get it, your brain does not reward you with dopamine. And this is like a person training for a marathon that, they're so excited about the training if they think they can do it and they have this big goal. But then another person says, I can't run a marathon. So that goal doesn't excite me. So the property owning goal is rooted in probably a certain kind of either savings or let's say a career plan. But whatever it is that a person actually believes that that can bring them closer to a goal, then they have the joy of dopamine each time they take a step toward that. And then you know that like if you have this savings plan and then you blow it and you don't make your savings plan, then you feel bad. But if you could get on track, once you get on track, then you enjoy dopamine again.
Again, I love that. I've never thought about the psychological implications of owning property, but I do believe that in America, where that is the definition really of success, owning property, the American dream. I could see how not having that attainable, especially in today's mortgage and rent cycle, could cause you to be unhappy. But thank you so much, Dr. Bruning. This was a fascinating conversation. How can our listeners reach you, find you, if they wanted to learn more about what you do?
Great. My website is innermammalinstitute.org, innermammalinstitute.org. And I have a free 5-day happy chemical jumpstart, which is one email a day that explains four happy chemicals, dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin, and endorphin, and then one message on the stress chemical, cortisol. If you put your email in the form at the bottom of the page, you will get those five emails.
That is wonderful. We will have that link in the description of this podcast. This was an amazing conversation. I really enjoyed it. Thank you again. And I want to just kind of wrap this up. Obviously, in America, to be happy is home ownership and being an investor. If you want to have your goals, your savings goals, definitely want to look into investments. And real estate and crypto are both really great alternative investments. But I encourage all of our viewers to learn more about both of those before jumping in. One good way to do that is with this book right here, Concrete Build Crypto Financing, Concrete Build, Tokenizing Properties, Tokenizing Wealth.